This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy as well. My mammy, not your mammy, my mammy as well.
Thanks, ma, and thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do a thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, I was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you, it's flexible, and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, ma. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself. Go Loud.
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, another episode of Stall It.
Yep.
Someone out there having a coughing fit.
Someone's dying.
It's back. No mask on. Coughing all over the walls and handles.
Use your feet to open that fucking door.
This is episode 181, Darren.
81.
Which means the last episode was
100, isn't it?
You missed it.
No.
You fucking missed it.
No.
This whole time has been leading to this moment.
No. Van Barneville.
For shame.
The darts gods will be fucking disappointed in me, I tell you.
The listeners are disappointed in all of us.
For not doing it?
We had, yeah, a couple of people were in touch.
No.
Just pointing out that you've been saying, for years now, you've been saying, I can't wait until episode 180.
Why did no one say that to me?
I don't know, we were just...
Yeah, we weren't paying attention what number...
We were in the flow of it last week, you know, we just got straight into it.
Charles Manson threw me off.
Yeah.
Crept up on us.
Was.
The bastard. He took away my fucking pride.
It's the worst thing he's done. That's the worst thing that Charles Manson has done.
He's dead and he's still doing damage.
Oh, that's it now. The podcast, we might as well just wrap it up. I missed it.
I think I'll leave it now after that. Just like, gonna just head off then.
What's left? If you don't have that joke, if you don't have the darts joke.
What's left like?
Yeah.
Nothing.
What, is there another high score sport? Thing, no.
180 is the magic number.
It is. Why don't you just pretend like this is episode 180?
No, it doesn't. It won't have the same ring to it. Won't have the same emotion and drive.
Yeah, the passion won't be there. You can see the disappointment in your face. It's really sad.
I'm fucking really annoyed about that.
Biting his tongue. Fuck! Fuck! Don't worry about it.
Well, there goes that dream.
Yay!
Oh, well.
How are you doing anyway?
That's what it is. Good.
Are you good?
Are you?
Episode 181. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Not bad, not good. Middle of the road. Middling through life, as I do. I'd be doing better now if I got to see Gladiator like you at the fucking
boom
premiere.
Yeah.
The premiere, whoa, fella.
I hear you wear chains outside your t-shirt now.
What? Little Paul Mescal head.
Oh, I always done that.
You did?
No.
I've had changes.
No.
I have.
Hang on for a second.
No, I don't confirm that.
Are you joking? Did you go to a premiere of a film of Paul Mescal leading it, and you wore a fucking chain.
Was that short?
I know it was. He looked like he'd come from a style consultation. Like, this is the new Darren Conway.
I really was itching to get into a magazine.
Yeah. Did you actually wear the chain outside your jumper?
If you wear a chain
with a blazer,
you get into a magazine if you wear a chain.
Like something out of a Guy Ritchie film. That's a blazer and a chain.
Show him the picture.
Let me see the picture with the chain.
Phone's on charge.
But I saw you put up two events you went to and you're wearing the new look.
Chain?
The chain outside the t-shirt look, yeah.
This is a conscious decision.
Gavin James thing and then the Gladiator premiere.
It's just a Doyle's Corner open. Yeah.
That's what I mean. He's it's an image shift.
I'm just going for it. That's what I'm going for.
It's
now.
A choice.
What am I wearing now? A tracksuit. When I'm out at these swanky gigs.
When you're with people you want to impress.
Yeah. What kind of chain? Like a big chunky chain?
Not just a little tin silver chain.
Like Paul Mescal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wore it to the Gavin James thing before the Paul Mescal. Yeah.
To test it.
I was going to wear shorts. I was going to wear GAA shorts.
And you should have.
Wouldn't have the legs for it though.
You should. Yeah, you do. You've fucking legs. Like,
I have some legs, some glutes.
Gorgeous legs.
Glutes are your legs? Where's your glutes?
Your gluteus maximus, your bum.
Gluteus maximus, fella.
Aurelius Delius.
So is that what you wanted to say to me? Is all about fucking chain?
One of a few things I wanted to bring up, but yeah.
One of a few things.
What else is
Owen's keeping notes?
Never mind, we'll get to it. Go on.
Okay. It's exactly.
Not too bad. I thought...
Leave it up to the listeners. Chain or no chain?
Will you show them the picture? And then let Joe describe what he's looking at. Gone to get the phone. He's charging the phone. Joe is charging his scooter. Darren is charging his phone.
It's a cost of living crisis.
Make the most of their time in here.
That's why we take so long to record. We're juicing up our electronics. Oh, we see that, Shane.
Now, Joe, please describe to the listeners what you're looking at.
Darren's wearing a black t-shirt and a grey overcoat.
Blue.
I'm kind of colorblind then. That's probably one of the colors. And on top of his, he kind of looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson in that picture when he has the turtleneck, like the old one, and then he has the chain.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of looks like that. And Paul, cardboard cutout of Paul Mescal is leaning in.
No, just like Photoshop.
Oh, right. That's a brave choice. That's a brave choice. Is that stainless steel or is it silver?
ASOS or something.
Yeah.
I've had ages. I wore it before.
I've never seen that.
I'll dig up a photo. I wore it to the RTS. Awards.
Did you?
Yeah.
Underneath your shirt, maybe.
So I was wearing it when chains were in Kill. Now chains are cool because Paul Mescal wear chains.
Chains are not cool. I don't know anyone else that wears a chain.
Well, that's a statement that I'm going to stand by. And if anyone has anything to say, DM me, bro.
Did anyone say, hey, I like your chain?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did they just, that's
I,
all
I
they said?
I got an interview with two people on the red carpet. I don't know where it went, but... they were like, oh, and you even wore your Paul Mescal chain. And I was like, oh, I'm taking this off, Amy.
Oh. Did Amy say, no, that's nice. I like the chain. Does Amy like the chain?
I said to Amy, chain or no chain, when I was getting ready. And she said, chain. And Amy never steers me wrong. Maybe this time she did, though.
It's a bit of crack wearing a chain to a Paul Mescal premiere.
Do you know what?
It wasn't even like me.
I didn't logically think of the chain connection with Paul Mescal at all.
Did you not?
No, swear to God, like, because I wore it like the day before as well. And then when I got there, I was like, they mentioned about the chain, even wore a chain. I was like, dying inside. I was like, sinking into the red carpet.
Oh God, man. And you had
I can't go back now. I have to keep wearing it.
It's there now. Yeah. Yeah. You're committed. I don't know. There's time to go back. There's time to change.
We get an earring and a mullet.
Hmm? Go for it. The full, the works.
And a blouse.
Blouse? Yeah. He wears some fucking weird shit. Did you see what he was wearing on the Graham Norton show?
I can't remember what he was wearing. Was it like a see-through black kind of netted?
Yeah. I think so. It was just really weird. And I don't even know where shops sell that.
Like Zara.
It is kind of Zara-esque.
I'd say more than likely it's like Gucci or something though.
Do you want to talk about the film?
A spoiler free film. It's not even out yet.
Oh, isn't that? Okay.
Spoiler free review.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it spoiler free. I think we both want to see it, so keep it spoiler free.
It's good. There you go.
Brilliant.
Better than the first one?
No, not better than the first one.
Yeah, well.
It's hard to top that.
Yeah.
But Amy never seen the first one, and she went to this one, and she was like, this is great. It's like, if you've seen the first one, you'd say the first one's better. This is good. And it, like, the main thing is, it's not bad. It's not a bad film. Like,
yeah,
like, you won't leave disappointed, and you'll say Paul Mescal was very good and Denzel is class.
Paul Mescal is very good.
He is brilliant.
He's incredible. But now I haven't seen Gladiator, obviously, but like, in everything, everything he's great.
After Sun is one of your favourite films. He's fantastic.
An Oscar. Very soon. Very soon, I reckon he'll win an Oscar. If he chooses that. We were only talking outside when we were having a smoke. He could choose to go down the Hollywood blockbuster route now and just make lorry fulls of cash. Or he can...
Rom-coms.
Do indie stuff. Yeah, Marley and Me sort of films.
Yeah.
Or he could do...
What were you saying, Jumanji 4?
Yeah, he could do like The Rock and Kevin Hart. Jumanji 4 featuring Paul Mescal as the hunter. He'd be good, actually.
He'll go the Cillian Murphy route.
What is the Cillian Murphy route, though?
Like, I'd say Cillian Murphy was offered, like, loads of them kind of gigs, like them kind of, like, Jumanji-type films. No, he wouldn't have. I don't think he's getting up for Jumanji 3 or that. I don't know. Just, like, he might, like, jump over to TV or something, you know, like, limited series and...
Yeah.
Like, Peaky Blinders, the way that was. He might just do something like that and then, like, do lots of Irish films.
Do lots of Irish films?
Well, not lots, but, like... You know the way Cillian Murphy done a few Irish films, didn't he? Who else?
Like, if you take Colin Farrell as an example, he done Alexander? Was he in Alexander? He was in one of these epics similar to Gladiator, and he just went on. He done massive blockbuster after blockbuster, I think, until, like, you know, he became addicted and stuff and went down a different path. But, like, it's interesting looking at Paul Mescal to see which direction he's going to go. I wonder if he knows. I wonder if he has a fucking preference. You should have asked him.
I should have. Walk by him.
Say, yeah, Paul, Messi.
I walked by him. He was doing an interview and I just looked at him and went, really?
Did he say, how are you?
No. He just said, crisps, hunky dories. I was like, yeah, it was about the same time he done the Ballyhannis ad for the sausages. Around the same time, I think they were about playing back to back in the cinema and that. Thanks for not recognising me. See you in a while. See you in there. See you in there. See you in there. Can't wait to see you.
Did he stay and watch the whole film?
I don't think so. He just, like, he came in before the film started and he was being interviewed and he was warming up the crowd, hyping the crowd up and just having a chat. He's very shy, very quiet. I'd say he's bollocks.
Flat out,
going all around the world promoting the movie, like, bollocks.
Sitting on a plane, it's not that hard.
Yeah, fucking first class, feet up.
Chauffeured from here to there, spoon fed you dinner.
Millions of quid. I don't know, what am I talking about?
Yeah, fuck him. He's doing all right. He's doing okay. And his man, Dan, over there.
Yeah, and his sister and that. And an emotional journey for him.
Did you see any of them? Did you try and make a connection with him?
Nah.
You should get business cards. Start handing out your business cards with, like, a QR
like
code.
Like LA?
Yeah.
Do the LA game. The Hollywood game. Jason Bateman.
Could you see who was, like, pushing him around a little bit? Like, who, and that would be his manager. And then, like, that's who you should go for. You should zero in on that person then. In the middle of the film, say, hey.
Lenny Abramson was there in the same screen on that.
Really, yeah?
There's loads of people there that, like, don't go to premieres usually. Like, you know the way you'd get invited to some premieres and it'd be just like, a lot of influencers, but there was real, like, credible people at this, like, and I was like, oh, I'd love to chat to all of them, but I'm too shy and it'll just come to me, it'll land on me lap.
Who was there?
I think the lad from The Young Offenders was sitting, he was sitting behind us, the shorter guy, Lenny Abramson. Picture this.
Oh yeah.
Amy was buzzing, got a fault with him and all. Tyke Fleming, his dad.
They were both there.
Tuigan, Derry Fleming, Colin Farrell.
Was he there?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I was there as well, if that. I was there.
Yeah, it's massive. That's a bit. Front row?
Yeah, second row.
That's all right.
And it was, there was two screens and there was like a gold entrance to screen one and then like a not gold entrance to screen two. But
there was, like, two screens?
It was shown in two screens at the same time.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
That was so weird. Okay.
And Ben Condren, you know, the barber who has done the Sue Ronaldo, he was a plus one with a fella. that I know. And they went into screen two, and I went into screen one, and all the big wigs were in screen one. I was sitting there like that, eating me popcorn. But Paul Mescal went into both screens to chat.
Did he? That's nice of him. Mm. To go into the gold circle and then also into this silver circle.
Very humble, It was very nice of him, to go into the peasants.
To the plebs. Oh, I suppose we'll go into them as well.
Oh, do I have to?
Can we not just do it on a bigger screen next time, please?
The fourth screen one is huge.
Mm.
It's not huge, but it's big. The lighthouse is quite small when you look at it from the outside. You don't think a screen that big would be in there, but it's big enough. They all go to the lighthouse.
The lighthouse is owned by Lenny Abramson.
Is it?
Element. Yeah, yeah.
Was in there a few times. Nice spot.
Lovely. Yeah, it's great. And Smithfield's great as well. There's going to be a Christmas market up in Smithfield.
Does Lenny Abramson own that?
Yeah. Lenny Abramson owns.
Does he own Smithfield?
Everything, yeah, yeah.
Does
he? He owns Jameson.
Jameson?
He owns Jameson and Guinness's.
No way. Does he own Chopped and all that up there? Pizza Shopping
and Belgium.
And that Spar, is it Spar then?
Fresh. Yeah,
fresh,
yeah.
Fresh Wes? No.
Just Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know he owned
and
all
the,
that.
The Beacon Hospital.
He owns that Mater Hospital thing as well.
The Mater Hospital.
The Mater Quick Recovery Clinic thingy.
Yeah.
He owns that.
He owns that.
Amy was in there getting something done. She caught herself and she had to get stitches. I didn't know Lenny Abramson owned it that.
That was probably Lenny Abramson doing the stitches.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No way. He's brilliant.
And the cobblestone. He owns the cobblestone.
Does he?
Yeah, and the flats.
It's very obscure, this.
It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Lenny Abramson. I'm going to be going on to IMDb and be Adam and Paul.
Who the fuck is Lenny Abramson? He's a big time director. Save yourself a Google. Very big director. Won an Oscar, I do believe, for A Room.
Yeah. Oh, what a film.
What a film indeed. What a
top
film
10.
Indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. But it was good anyway.
It was good nonetheless. And I'm sorry to award a chain, lads. And I'll never let you down.
It's okay, man. It's okay. We learn from our mistakes.
There's no criticism here. It's just...
No, there
is. It's just... It's a very
you want
specific
to be different,
thing.
So we had to make a point of it.
Is it a very specific thing that you just notice straight away? Because that is just so out of character.
No, because it was so clearly intentional.
Yes.
You had planned this. You have been secretly thinking about this for quite some time. You had to go and buy the chain. I know whoever convinced you.
I had the chain for years.
No. Then you've not worn it for years.
Well, when normal people came out, I said he's going to be in the next Gladiator and I'm going to buy a chain because I'm going to be invited to the premiere in about 4 years. And I held on to it and that's what happened. So make for what you will. I was mingling to fuck now.
Were you chosen?
2 days, yeah.
Get up. Tell me about the Gavin James thing then.
So he owns Doyle's Corner now.
He bought Doyle's Corner.
Doyle's Corner.
Fucking... money bags.
Great way of investing your money.
I tell you. It's more... because I remember that was actually for sale. But it's more of a preservation than just a business transaction, which it is a business transaction as well. But it's preserving pubs, which are dying.
Yeah. It's going to be turned into a music venue, intimate music venue, I think.
It's kind of like Whelan's.
Yeah.
Off the north side.
Literally same thing. And it's almost like one of them pubs now that he owns at that do you know when there's these secret gigs when celebrity singers come over and play in Crow Park and the Tree Ring?
Yes.
And they'll go there and do a surprise gig or a enclosed kind of invite only thing. You know that way?
Yeah, kind of like the Hacienda on Cable Street.
Yeah.
All the celebrities seem to go there. You can go to shift now and they'll go to the
Is that a small pub that?
It's a very small pub.
And they open up
you have to ring the door.
A hatch or something like that? That's what someone told me before.
The owner comes to the door and does a gate and then a door and then he opens the door and if he doesn't like the look of you, he'll say no.
Not he wouldn't. He'd hate the look of us.
Yeah.
Like that. Free gaff, 2 seasons or 2 player.
Then he'd be like, okay, come in, we'll get a picture. Get a picture with you.
You don't have to be a celebrity to get in.
No, you just have to have a nice look about you.
Yeah.
I've got in.
Well, you have a nice look about you.
Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah, but you presented appropriately.
Like if we were
better than you two.
Yeah, but if I rocked up with the chain, surely he'd say, "Get on in here, man."
Mm.
It's a game changer.
Is there loads of
the
were you ever
changer?
In the game chain
the chain gamer? Sure.
Were you ever in there?
Yeah, I was in there a couple of times. I was in there. I don't know if I already said it on the podcast, but I was in there with a friend of mine, and he brought two Americans over. and they, one of them was, he's from like Saturday Night Live and what's the thing with Adam Sandberg?
Andy Sandberg.
And yeah. 5911911.
Oh.
What's the fucking, what's the police with me head?
I know what one you're talking about.
Florida 50 or the fuck is that? Brooklyn 99. Thank you, Owen. Thank you. Well, he's in Brooklyn 99 and I didn't have a clue who he was. Honestly, just thought he was like some American guy, a friend of his. But then your man, the Hacienda fella, came over and took, like, I found out pretty quickly that he was somebody of significance. And then your man from the Hacienda came over and he was like, oh, can I get a picture and stick it on the famous wall? And I'm sitting there like that. Oh, can I get a picture as well?
Were you in it?
No, I didn't. No, it wasn't. No, it's just him. One of these days, though. One of these days.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Yeah.
Once you're in there and you get the photo, you made it.
So there's a photo on the wall of, like, Taylor Swift went there after the Taylor Swift gig. But he wasn't there, so he didn't get a picture with her. But there's still a picture of her
saying
photoshopped in beside him, like he had a
in a funny way, or like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not, it's hard to tell whether he's trying to make it look like realistic, crack,
bit of crack, like,
yeah,
or is it like, fucking missed the opportunity?
I think that's what it is.
That's gas.
I think he's genuinely.
You'd probably
ready
do that with yourself then.
Yeah, if you're listening to this,
it after you left, and when you go back, there'll be one of you sitting on his lap,
a tiny me,
yeah, little you. Having a little tiny pint of Guinness.
Last week you were saying that you were going on the radio show, the Callan's thing. Tell us about that.
There's a segment where he sends people out to do things that they wouldn't normally be at, like, and I'm going to, did I tell you where I was going?
No.
I'm going to, did you ever hear of a men's shed?
A men's shed.
A men's shed.
I know the one.
Men's sheds. Men's sheds.
Men's sheds. A men's shed.
Did you ever hear them?
I'm guessing it's a group of men.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, do you build stuff together?
They have like carpentry and like it's all socializing, like in games of pool, just chats in general and just mugs of tea and just having the crack and getting out of the gaff. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing.
It sounds good, yeah. Sounds positive.
So I have to go there on Wednesday to one of them. There's one in Finglas. I made sure it was very close by. so I have to go to one of them, experience the men's shed, and then report back to Oliver Collin on the Friday on the show.
So it's this week you're doing this?
It's this week. So this is going out on Wednesday.
On Wednesday it'll be the. Mm-hmm.
So I'll be doing that on the day this goes out. I'll be out there in Finglas in the men's shed.
You
making,
might love it.
Making a nice old board nest or something, a board house. I'll make something anyway. Okay. I'll bring it in.
This is interesting. How are you feeling about it?
Anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like, why did I agree to this? But then it's grand, like.
Who came up with the idea? They came up with the idea.
Researcher for his show just got onto us and asked us to do that. Because he was saying like other people have went to like plays or like opera or something. Somewhere that they've never been before.
And they're sending you to the men's shed.
The men's shed.
I would have thought that's too close to your comfort zone.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
Send you to the opera.
Yeah,
I saw one where they sent a journalist to a Bowls game.
Oh.
She had never gone to a football game before. She had no interest or knowledge of the game, I think. Oh, yeah.
Opera would have been a bit. Yeah, but
that'd be funny.
The men's shed, like, that still, like, will be out of my comfort zone.
Do they know you're coming or do you just have to show up?
They know I'm going.
So they'd be prepared?
They'd be prepared for me messing.
How long?
I'm going to start putting wagers on the pool table.
It's not
stick it down there. Stick it down there. Stick that 20 down on the table.
Look, I just imagine it's like a shit bin out someone's back. That,
yeah, I picture like a wooden shed out someone's back with a lawnmower in it and
yeah,
a load of garden stuff. Have I heard of a men's shed before? Before this, like.
I've seen signs.
But they're everywhere. There's loads of them.
I didn't know they were in Dublin. I knew that they were in the country because they're lonely men and they need a place to go and stuff that isn't a pub. But is it a drinking situation? Like, is a 9 o'clock at night kind of thing?
No, it's, I think it's like 2 to 4.
Okay.
Or 2 to 5 or something like that. But there's no alcohol involved or anything. It's all just like using the practicalities around and just happened.
Yeah, what are you expecting then when you walk in? Like, what do you, what is,
I feel like mind? I'm walking into a situation that, like, I'm kind of like not supposed to be there. I know it's open to anyone, like, to join, but like, I'm going because that reason. So I'd say he'd be like, oh, Robert De Niro, look, I'm here, is Pat Kenny, look. Do you know what I mean? But just going off like the website and stuff, it's just like socialising, really.
Yeah, yeah. You might love it.
Which I'm shit at. So it is out of my comfort zone.
Not at all.
I'm fucking shite at socialising.
Well, when you're in the situation, like...
You just adapt.
Yeah.
Gran, how's it going? How are you?
You fucking love it. You love a bit of schmooze.
I do. I can't start the conversation, though. I can't approach... Like, you know, when you do be at these sort of things, like, and you just see someone that, like, to you, they're like a big deal.
Yeah.
I never, ever once ever went over and made the first approach and said, love your work, or how's it going? Show that way.
Why?
I don't know. I think a lot of people are like that. It's like a room full of just like people that are known in that field, and then everyone kind of is like, doesn't know how to react to each other.
I think that's the problem. I feel like everyone feels the same way. Like, they don't want to be the ones doing the approaching, but they don't mind if you approach.
Breaks the ice.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
Maybe I'm just very fucking annoying. Yep. How are you doing? I love the fucking thing that you do. What's going on?
Bloody fucking hell, man. I just wanted to sit here like and eat popcorn.
In the middle of Gladiator. Like Fleming. No way. You put
catch
your
him, Derry.
Balloon.
Catch him, Derry. Catch him.
No way. Fucking...
Imagine just that. Get escorted out. Yeah. And you walk
on the way out. There's Paul Mescal. Ah, how are you, Paul?
So what do you think of me change? You like me change? I wore it just for you. I wore it just for you, Paul.
What have you, Paul? Do you like me now? Do you like me now? No, that's good, man. It's more for middle-aged men, though, isn't it? It's probably early age, but I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Like, I think there's like a page on Facebook for it, like, and there's like a cover photo or a photo's up where there's like one or two young fellas my age in it. But I don't know if they're just going with their dad or their granddad just for a bit of like morale boosting. I don't know.
Do you fear that there'll be a... what I don't like about social situations is something in that kind of social situation where it's nearly planned for you to be there. Like, it's not even the fact that you're Darren Conway and you're going, but it's the fact that it's RTE Radio 1.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
All like, of that.
And then, like, with our lads, there's, like, an expectation on you that, like, if you're not funny or you don't try and have the crack, that they'll be like, comedian.
Yeah.
But he's a bleeding comedian.
I'm fucking
and they'd say it out loud, like.
Yeah.
And then I go, get out of my face, you. Tell us a joke, go on. Get on me, put your 20 down on the fucking table. Imagine.
I've heard me that you're not even playing pool.
Cowboy comes in.
You're not playing pool. You're just like hosting them, the gambling.
I'm
you're
hustling.
Like, 20 quid each.
I'm in there hustling. Yeah. Throw a coin close to the wall. Come on, 20 euro. Put it on the ground.
I feel like they collect pigeons and they race pigeons.
Yeah.
And you're like putting you're betting on the pigeons and all. Yeah, who wants a tenner on that pigeon there? 5-1. Or nearest to the wall. I feel like it's 10 lads playing nearest to the wall.
Playing marbles and all, like Squid Games. Like, yeah, put a 50 down. Go on, we're raising the stakes here. Put 100. Come on, have you got 100 on you? Have you got 100?
Callan, you're going to fucking love this. The boys.
Then I went in on the Friday and I'm like, what am I that cleaning up, Callan? Callan, I swear to God, thanks for sending us there.
Callan, can I go back? Easy, can I go back?
Where are we going next week?
The fuck?
We're going to the opera.
Where are we hitting next week? The fucking suckers, Callan. Suckers, I'm telling you.
Tax free as well. Cash in the hand.
Oh, I love it. Love it. The man sheds. The fucking man sheds. Was Ray Darcy with Today FM? He was. What a man. There's a theory that I've been
creating in your head.
Oh, no, that's out there, but that I've kind of been looking into a little bit. In 2003, stop me if you've heard this theory before.
Go on.
There's a good chance I haven't.
In 2003, the US invaded Iraq.
So far, so good.
Okay. Off to a good start. And it was on the precedent that they were looking for weapons of mass destruction. Yeah.
So far, so good. Yeah.
So far, so good.
Thanks, Owen.
Who was in charge? Osama, not Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
Saddam Hussein's country. And this was, and he never found weapons of mass destruction. They never found them, but they remained there for 20 years. They only left last year.
Who? They remained there for 20 years?
The US? Yeah, for 20 years. And they never found weapons of mass destruction. So there's always been a question mark of why they invaded Iraq. There's a theory that in Iraq, there's pyramids.
Oh.
Older.
I'm going to get my jacket now and head off then, right?
That, like, that was a 90 degree turn off the road there. You were just trucking along.
Just a word.
Steady, doing 50 or 60, steady along, just a bit of cruising. And then suddenly...
This part is true. It's like a pyramid, but it's square, but inside is kind of pyramidical. Okay? And there's a theory...
I'm going to need more specifics.
...of what this place
just
is.
Just tell me what that's called, so I can look
I can't think of the name. Iraq, it's like 3000 BC. It's... yeah.
Cube? Is it a cube?
It's a pyramid.
It's like Philip Schofield in it.
It's a pyramid.
Playing games.
Something The Castle of or something.
Ziggurat of
Yes.
Be right, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So that exists.
Right. So that exists. And there's theories that... The cigarette.
The great Ziggurat of Z-I-G-G-U-R-A-T.
So everything he said up until now is legit?
That place does exist, yeah.
Okay.
And there's theories that... And that has just been found, like, recently. Relatively recently, modern times.
In the last 100 years.
Yeah. So there's theories, pretty valid theories if you consider that was found in the last 100 years. And Iraq's a big place. And there's a lot of history.
It's huge.
It's called Iraq is called the cradle of humanity.
Cradle of civilization, I think.
Civilization.
Yep.
Cradle of civilization, Iraq. And it's massive. Lots of deserts, a lot of nothing. And there's theories that there's other such places. And in these such places, this is where I might lose you. In these such places, there are stargates that are portals to another world.
Wasn't that actually the
plot for Stargate SG-1?
Yeah,
probably. Was it? That was in Iraq?
Have you been watching that recently?
No. I might though, if that's what it's about.
You wind us up and you're telling us the plot of Stargate.
Oh, here I have an article here from 2019. US invaded Iraq over Saddam's alien portal.
Huh? You having some of that? Articles now? Fucking mad shit, man. There's mad shit going on in the world. You haven't a clue.
This theory seems to come from a gentleman called Michael Sala, an Australian self-styled expert in extraterrestrial politics.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
So he thinks aliens from an undiscovered 10th planet in the solar system have long been interfering in human politics. And his theory is that the US, and I suppose to a lesser extent the UK, invaded Iraq because they wanted to stop Saddam Hussein from revealing the information that aliens were, from a secret planet were secretly controlling.
That sounds fucking plausible.
It doesn't at all to me.
Well, why did they invade Iraq?
Weapons of mass destruction.
There was none. They had no such team.
They failed. They got a tip off and it was a bad tip.
A tip off? They invaded Iraq. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers.
Over 1 million Iraqis were killed.
Fuck me. For what? Literally nothing. Weapons of mass destruction? Me howl.
What do you think, Owen?
I think history has proved that weapons of mass destruction was a lot of bullshit. There was a general drive behind a lot of people in the Bush administration to... It was for oil. Lots and lots of oil.
Ah, there's oil in America. It wasn't for oil either. I mean, control maybe.
Oil as in Iraq. But like also just general US expansion and having, they thought it was, we're not getting into historical geopolitics here, but it was for selfish reasons. It wasn't for weapons of mass destruction. But I also definitely don't think it was for, covering up alien political meddling. What?
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
An alien portal?
Alien portals? No, thank you.
What percentage of it do you believe?
Zero.
0%? Really?
There's no evidence. What's there to believe?
I don't believe Darren thinks that there's a 0%.
Probably like 5%.
So there's a part of you that
believes. So you're saying there's a chance?
There's no evidence.
No, I find that very hard to believe. And sometimes you say some things and I'm like, you never know. Like, but this one, no.
It's an interesting
thing. That's like if I told you O'Connell Bridge is built out of Derry Lee.
Is it?
But it's right there and you can see that it's not. With this, you can't see that it's not there.
But if I said you're not allowed to go back and check, you just have to, do you believe it or not?
Are you saying that we don't currently have the technology, but do you not think in the future we would not be able to create a portal, a teleportal? Do you think we'd be able to transport ourselves without...
No.
Like, you can deconstruct our atoms and reconstruct them somewhere else, hypothetically, but we just don't have the technology to do that.
Like, yet. So just general teleportation from, like, one spot to another. But not through timelines.
From anywhere. If you can do it from here to Blanche, you can do it from here to the 10th planet.
All right, but even... 10th planet. So even if they...
Hold up. What's the 10th planet?
This theory revolves around the idea that there's a secret 10th planet.
Oh, that
the rest of us have missed.
To a 10th planet.
And all those people who don't work for the American government and have giant telescopes that can see all the planets, they've just said nothing.
We don't have any telescopes. Do you know what I mean? So
shows.
I just have to take what they're saying at face value.
We'll have to get you one.
Like a Hubble telescope. Give me a Hubble telescope.
Imagine Joe up in the bedroom every night with a telescope.
We're at the Finglas.
The 10th planet.
Where the big planetarium or whatever it's called.
The observatory.
That's the one. But you've offered no proof. Anyway, yeah, teleportation. Say it sometime in the future. Yeah, but that still wouldn't account for this. Can get here. How are they influencing politics?
Yeah. By disguising themselves as politicians and all. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you'll never be able to teleport in the history of mankind in the future.
Ever. Wow. Wow. That's a bold statement.
Ever.
This will remain on record way long after you're dead.
You will not be able to go through a portal of some sort, like Stargate SG-1, and just like go from Ballymun to Hawaii in a split second.
You will.
That will never happen.
You will. You will. Absolutely.
Where are you on this?
Look, we are actually very close to doing that. We're very close to doing that. All we need is quantum computing.
Everything's always very close.
And just needs quantum computing. That's always his thing.
That's it. Once we get,
am I mad saying that?
No, I think experts in physics would say it's a maybe. So to say no, yeah, not too far away.
Theoretically, you can do it. Like you can do it. Like you're just made up of atoms. So if you can deconstruct every single atom, now there's bazillion, there's a Google atoms in you. So obviously this is very hard to do. But if you can deconstruct every atom and laser you to another place and then just reconstruct them atoms, put them back in the exact same way, that's you transporting. Because that's all you are. All you are is moving atoms. That's all you are. That's all anyone is.
That I know. Still, you're never going to be able to do it. You never will, ever.
The problem is getting someone to try it as well. Someone would have to be the first person. Obviously, they'd start with animals. And
it's like The Fly or something.
That's what it is, yeah.
Like the episode of The Simpsons as well, like where Bart turns into the Fly Bart thingy. Oh no, he has a...
Fly head. The Fly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, assuming that technology is possible in the future, maybe it was possible 10,000 years ago. And it's just buried. All that technology is gone. Buried.
The pyramids.
And it's in the pyramids. Not the pyramids of Egypt. The pyramids of older pyramids.
So hang on. Do they come, like, this is like the drop off point.
They come through that portal.
So why Iraq?
It's in the middle of the world.
Teleport here from the 10th planet, but they needed to pick the most convenient commuting location once they got here.
But why anywhere? Why anywhere? Maybe if from where they are in the 10th planet, it's probably the most direct line.
Why not like someone's spare bedroom in Manhattan, so they're close to the movers and shakers?
Like IKEA, a wardrobe.
Yeah,
because Manhattan wasn't a thing.
So when they get here, do they have to walk? Do they have to get a lift? What's the crack?
They have spacecrafts.
They bring them with them.
Yeah,
and we've never seen them.
Like this is a we're talking about massive portals, like huge portals. We have seen them. What the hell are you talking about? We haven't seen them. There's so many UFOs. It's on camera. There's UFOs from
If you look closely, there's a string on them.
The US Navy and everything have released. Like there's been Congress hearings.
But you're saying they're the 10th planet aliens. That's who they are.
It could very well be.
Why don't they just fly here direct? Why do they have to teleport?
Oh, it would take forever. Do you know how long it would take to get from here?
You don't know how long it would take.
Very long. It'd be a lot quicker lasering yourself into a portal.
Why only one teleportation gate?
Ah.
Why not have them all over the world?
There is.
Why are they hiding?
There's more, is there?
There's more.
Stargate's all over the planet.
What's in Area 51?
Weapons of mass destruction.
Not in Area 51. The Americans are open about their fucking weapons of mass destruction. There's no hiding them.
By the way, I fully believe there has to be life on other planets. Like,
I'm fully on board with that.
Yeah, I just don't 100%. Think. I don't think Joe Stargate.
That is 100%. I will say 100%. There is other life on
the odds of us being the only life
space.
Yeah, is ridiculously small.
Yeah,
so I'm fine with that.
It's just
you don't think that they're clever enough to travel to Earth?
No. I think a lot of the stuff to come out in the last few years. Videos and so on, I wouldn't be 100% convinced because there's no conclusive proof, but like the videos from the US Navy and the pilots and that talking about the different things they saw flying around them, it could still be secret, you know, human things. Maybe.
Come on.
I'm keeping it as a live possibility. But I'm sorry, just the idea that they set up a secret shop in the middle of the desert in Iraq? Where is this place?
Yeah, well, Iraq is like a big desert anyway.
That's why the US invaded.
That's why the US invaded.
Presumably, this pyramid.
Yes.
Presumably, this pyramid that was there under the regime of Saddam Hussein and the Ba'ath Party. Presumably, a lot of members of the Ba'ath Party.
We're all having a party in the Ba'ath.
They worked there. Somebody had to be there.
Yeah.
Was this a tourist attraction?
I don't think a lot of people.
So there's somebody on the Iraqi side of this equation. There's somebody who was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their liaison, the aliens' liaison with Iraq.
Their government.
That's wrong, is it?
Yeah.
All right.
But that person, even when the Americans came in, all this stuff, they'd have lots of motivation to start telling stories about what was going on. And now the Americans control the Stargate and so on and so forth. And that never came out. That's weird. In 20 years, that information never leaked out.
That's what the Americans are good at. The Americans are good at keeping secrets. They literally have a secret service.
The Americans did nothing good in Iraq. And I don't mean morally. I mean, they just couldn't run anything. The reason whole cities went into revolt was because they went in and forgot to think of, well, who's going to pick up the rubbish? It all got very, very corrupt.
Yeah.
And over the course of years, just fractured completely. But they went in with no plan. So I don't think they had a plan for your Stargate.
They went in to disrupt Saddam Hussein's regime, and they done exactly that. Now the boy is getting pissed off and getting angry about it and all. Like that's just a side effect of badly planned. But we're talking about like out in the desert, we're not talking about like Kabul or like we're not talking about cities. Like Iraq is massive. Talking about in the desert where there's nobody and they haven't discovered it yet, and Saddam Hussein probably didn't even discover it, but he was looking for it. Saddam Hussein was looking for this shit, and that's crazy.
Hang on,
that's crazy.
You just told me, did Saddam know this existed?
I think so. Yeah.
But you just told me this whole like the pyramid, the cube,
yeah,
place.
Yeah,
that was a tourist attraction.
Yeah, so it's not that one in particular.
Oh.
And it might be. I don't know. I'm not too sure on the details of like, but there's theories that there's other such places that haven't been discovered yet, buried under the sand.
All the credibility you won with the marathon, it's
gone.
Floating out the window.
Boys, we're all going to be floating in space and then we'll see who's laughing. I'll be saying, see, I bleeding told you.
What would you have told us? We're floating in space. What's that proof?
That there's aliens and they came out of Iraq. Out of Stargate. In a pyramid. Fucking happening, boys.
Good to have you back.
It's happening.
It's a while since we got one like this, isn't it?
I think this is the worst one ever.
This is up there.
181
with it, yeah.
Episodes. And
I can't believe how dismissive.
He's lost the run of himself completely there.
I think you being so certain about the dismissive nature of this is more concerning.
No.
Yeah.
You haven't offered any proof. There's nothing to dismiss.
You found an article on it. Very reliable source.
What was the source of the article?
The article was just newarab.com, which I think is a relatively credible news outlet, but they're just quoting this fella and They're actually quoting a story from the Daily Star in the UK. And
it's a star.
I don't.
The Daily Star is incredible.
Nobody is suggesting and there's any proof to this idea.
I think the New York Times done an article on it as well.
You think?
I think they did.
The Star isn't reliable. They told me that Wesley Schneider was going to Man United for years.
Fuckers.
Should we head off then, will we?
We doing an outro or an intro?
Outro.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I think we should stay for another hour and keep talking.
Ah, no, we'll head off.
Ah, no, we'll do another hour.
Ah, we won't.
We'll keep
There's
talking.
Plenty of hours to come.
No, we'll keep going.
I'll leave you on this now. 181. Bollocks.
Fucking not the same.
So fucking sorry. So sorry about that, everyone.
Unforgivable.
Do you think you can forgive me, everyone?
No.
Lots of head shaking there.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Fucking disappointing. Anyway.
Fucking disaster. Disaster.
Very sorry, everybody. Very sorry. Please, I know that was a shit show, but please join us next week. And we'll talk to you then.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry
again. Sorry about that. Sorry again, right?